Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and use science to find everyday solutions. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from listener Christina Marvin. She wants to know what would happen if everyone who flies on an airplane drove a car instead. We had Dana Kay and Max Kozlov from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Dana and Max.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what's better, flying to your destination or taking a road trip?
Well, to find the answer, we started by asking Christina why she was interested in this question.
I'm from northeastern Pennsylvania, and my fiance is from Southern California, and we make a really long trip if we're trying to visit both families.
Christina and her fiance live in Wisconsin. She felt so guilty about the flight she usually takes to visit her parents that she decided to drive the 14-hour trip.
Then she flew to visit her fiance's family in California.
Okay, so let's start with her trip to Pennsylvania. What are the emissions from that flight?
So flying in a plane actually contributes to climate change in two ways. First, when the plane burns jet fuel, it creates carbon dioxide emissions.
But you know those thin clouds you see coming out of an airplane when it flies across the sky? That also warms up the atmosphere.
How?
Well, those long, thin clouds are caused by vapor coming out of the plane. They're technically known as contrails.
Contrails trap heat that would otherwise escape into space, and this trapped heat warms the atmosphere.
Okay, so if you take into account both of those things, what are the emissions from that flight?
Well, based on our calculations, a one-way flight from Wisconsin to Pennsylvania is about equal to the effect of emitting a sixth of a ton of CO2.
How do those emissions compare to driving to Pennsylvania?
Well, if Christina drove your average car from Wisconsin to Pennsylvania, she would produce twice as much CO2, about a third of a ton.
So driving is worse than flying? Is that the same for long-distance flights, like the one she took from Pennsylvania to California?
Yes. Long-distance flights actually burn a little less fuel per mile, since most fuel is used during takeoff and landing.
But those flights also travel at a higher altitude, which makes those little clouds behind the plane trap more heat.
Still, overall, if you're traveling alone, flying has less emissions than driving.
So should everyone fly instead of drive, since it's faster and produces less emissions?
Well, if they drive alone, yes.
However, if some of those people on the plane carpooled, or they were a family that traveled together, the amount of emissions from driving would go down.
Driving with just two people in the car makes flying and driving roughly equivalent.
And adding more people in the car makes driving more efficient than flying.
Okay, so what's the takeaway?
Try to avoid taking unnecessary long-distance trips.
But sometimes, as Christina says, you do need to travel.
We want to be considerate of people having lives and having responsibilities, things like job interviews, conferences, family.
So our advice is that if you're going on a business trip by yourself, then take a flight, since emissions from driving alone will be greater than flying.
But if you're traveling with your family or a bunch of coworkers, think about making it a road trip.
Great. Thanks, Dana and Max. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment Society and the Publix Radio.